Section 4.9, speed adjustments in relationship to environmental hazards, surroundings, school zones, and construction zones. As you travel the roadways in the state of Florida, you will see signs which state the speed limit. These signs tell you the maximum limit allowed by law under ideal conditions. Some examples of when the speed limit may be too fast follow. Environmental hazards. Heavy rain reduces your ability to see and be seen. In daytime, turn on your windshield wipers, low-beam headlights, and if needed, your windshield defroster. Heavy rain at night can almost blind you. Driving at the speed limit under those conditions is too fast. You should reduce your speed limit under those circumstances. Fog reduces your ability to judge distance. Oncoming vehicles may be closer than you think. Be alert and be prepared to slow down. You may need to pull off the pavement until conditions improve. If so, remember to turn on your emergency flashers to warn other drivers that you are stopped. Dawn and dusk are also examples of environmental hazards. Try to make your car more visible to others. Turn on your low-beam headlights, not only so you can see better, but so others can see you better. Road obstructions. Although expressways are built to keep traffic moving, conditions sometimes slow or halt traffic flow. One of these situations is highway construction. Watch for warning signs that tell you when you are approaching a construction area. In Section 8, you will see examples of those signs. The closer you get to the construction area, the more you need to use caution and obey special speed limitations. You may see lighted signboards and/or cones as you get closer to the construction area. The number of traffic lanes may be reduced. Check your mirrors and your blind spot before merging to be sure that the lane is clear. Trucks and other equipment may be using some or all of your traffic lane. Watch for trucks pulling away from the area. They may leave mud or sand on the road. Slow down, steer gently, and obey workers' instructions. Be especially careful of workers and equipment operators who may not see you. Always use an extra space cushion to protect them. Car crash. An expressway crash may cause blockage of one or more lanes. When you see a problem ahead, check your mirrors for traffic behind you, flash your brake lights, and slow down gradually. Watch for emergency personnel and for police officers directing traffic. If you can go around the crash scene, proceed cautiously. Do not stop unless otherwise directed. Do not slow to a crawl to look at the crash. You will only slow traffic and may even cause another crash. Night driving. Night driving brings on a new set of circumstances that make the speed limit too fast for conditions. When driving at night, always keep your headlights on. High beams will permit you to see further ahead, but you should only use them when there is no oncoming traffic for at least 500 feet and you are at least 300 feet behind if following another vehicle. Use your low-beam headlights in bad weather. Use of your high beams in heavy rain or fog will reflect the light back into your eyes. Sometimes drivers do not realize that they have their bright lights on. If an oncoming driver does this, do not put on your bright lights. Slow down and glance down at the right edge of the road as a guide for your lane position. Do not stare directly into the oncoming lights to avoid being blinded. Overdriving your headlights. Overdriving your headlights is driving at a speed that makes your stopping distance longer than the distance illuminated by your headlights. School zones. As a driver, you must know what school zone and school crossing signs look like. School zone signs usually indicate the hours of enforcement in addition to the school zone speed limit of a minimum speed of 15 miles per hour to a maximum speed of 20 miles per hour. These speed limits are strictly enforced for the safety of children. Sometimes the signage will be accompanied by a flashing yellow light. You may refer to Section 8 for examples of the signs. School zones present different conditions in the form of children walking, running, or riding bicycles, school buses, vehicles driven by parents, and school crossing guards. You must look at each child in a school zone as a human caution sign. Note, fines for speeding violations are doubled in a school zone. Construction zones. Construction zones may utilize a combination of several different types of traffic management devices. You may encounter a flag person giving you instructions about when to proceed or when to stop. You may also see signs, traffic cones, or barricades with flashing yellow lights giving direction. Often the Department of Transportation gives you advance notice when they will be doing road work so drivers can make alternative travel plans. However, if you do not get advance notification and you get caught in traffic, be patient, stay calm, and stay within the speed limit. Besides the safety risks, speeding fines are doubled in construction zones. Florida Statute 316.183, Unlawful Speed. 1. No person shall drive a vehicle on a highway at a speed greater than is reasonable and prudent under the conditions and having regard to the actual and potential hazards then existing. In every event, speed shall be controlled as may be necessary to avoid colliding with any person, vehicle, or other conveyance or object on or entering the highway in compliance with legal requirements and the duty of all persons to use due care. 2. On all streets or highways, the maximum speed limits for all vehicles must be 30 miles per hour in business or residence districts and 55 miles per hour at any time in all other locations. However, with respect to a residence district, a county or municipality may set a maximum speed limit of 20 or 25 miles per hour on local streets and highways after an investigation determines that such a limit is reasonable. It is not necessary to conduct a separate investigation for each residence district. The minimum speed limit on all highways that comprise a part of the national system of interstate and defense highways and have not fewer than four lanes is 50 miles per hour. 3. No school bus shall exceed the posted speed limits, not to exceed 55 miles per hour at any time. 4. The driver of every vehicle shall, consistent with the requirements of subsection 1, drive at an appropriately reduced speed when a. approaching and crossing an intersection or railway grade crossing, b. approaching and going around a curve, c. approaching the crest of a hill, d. traveling upon any narrow or winding roadway, e. any special hazard exists with respect to pedestrians or other traffic or by reason of weather or highway conditions. 5. No person shall drive a motor vehicle at such a slow speed as to impede or block the normal and reasonable movement of traffic, except when reduced speed is necessary for safe operation or in compliance with law. 6. No driver of a vehicle shall exceed the posted maximum speed limit in a work zone area. 7. A violation of this section is a non-criminal traffic infraction, punishable as a moving violation as provided in Chapter 318.